Get your headsets ready. Ikuzo's unscripted podcast is going overtime.
Ikuzo.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time of the month, as you know. UFC 298, the second pay-per-view of the year. I think we're in California now, if I'm correct. For what I think will prove to be one of the best events in the year as we go down, because this card looks, it looks great. You know, I think we can really have some bangers on this card, you know. And I actually kind of thought that I would go on a longer rant here for this one, but my throat is so sore. So you will forgive me for this maybe being not so energetic, you know, prediction video or audio, because it deserves. I mean, I think this is going to be one of those sleeper hits. And as I see, AC Milan just, you know, took the lead against Ren. We're following that here on as well. let's hop right into it. I mean, Anthony Hernandez versus Roman Coppola could be a great fight, you know, great opener. I think both guys have a lot of momentum. From what I saw, Hernandez is a bit of a favorite, if I'm correct, by the betting odds, and I'm not surprised by that. I think I'm picking him also to get the W, because I just think he will, you know, he has that ability, in my opinion, to close a distance, maybe be a little bit smoother, and then, you know, go for the takedowns. Kopilov is definitely, like, good striker, but I think that that distance management will be a factor that will work for Hernandez. But I think this is, this could be go I think maybe either way, but I'm leaning towards Hernandez. I think he takes this one. We have Merab Dvalashvili versus Harry Cejudo. Excellent matchup. A lot of skill. We're gonna probably see some great grappling sequences from these guys. And well, my thing with this fight is that I think Cejudo is done. I think he's just, you know, after that retirement, he took a lot of time off, and he, you know, he came back, obviously, somebody who is older, and, you know, he's now, what is he? How old is Cejudo? I think he's, let me check that for a second. Cejudo is, I think, 37. Just let me check for a moment what the Wikipedia says. February 9th, 1987 born. So he actually just had 37th birthday like a week ago. You know, it's not the best time to be a bantamweight, top bantamweight in the world, you know. And especially after that long pause, you know. To be fair, it's not like he looked awful against Aljo. Not in any way. You know, it was a very solid fight, in my opinion. But I think coming against somebody like Merab, who has such a momentum, top of the game, absolute beast of a guy, relentless with the takedowns, relentless with the striking, because everybody expects the takedown every second. I think Merab takes this by decision. And let me tell you something. Out of all contenders for the bantamweight, I would actually like to see him first against Sean O'Malley. Because I feel if you can beat Merab, it proves something. I don't know what it is, it just proves something. And it's an interesting matchup, you know. I like Chito, and I think the matchup has a story and everything, but if you ask me now to pick fights for O'Malley, how it would go, I would be like, first, defend against Marab, defend against Chito, defend against Sanhagen, defend against Umar Nurmagomedov. Such a fucking division, isn't it? That's cool. Let's see what happens here, but I'm picking Marab. We have Jeff Neal versus Ian Machado Gary. How can we even predict this fight without bias? I mean, I don't know. Like, the thing about Gary is this guy became, like, one of the most disliked people I've ever seen in MMA in for such a short period. This guy, I mean, if you see the, I watched the embedded videos, and I mean, I think he was in the first one in the embedded videos, and I mean, everybody was only in the comments talking about him, how much they disliked the guy. And the next embedded videos also, I mean, if you go to the comment section, it's 80% about people disliking Ian Gary. And it's a very hard to predict in that mindset. Without bias, how this fight would move, because we all want to see Jeff KO the fuck out of this guy. But I don't know. Gary's good. I don't know. It's like, I think this fight has a high potential to be actually very fun fight. But both of these guys have ability to finish each other. That's what makes it interesting, you know. He has a potential for such a sleeper hit, you know what I mean? But I don't know who's going to win this one, you know. I'm going to go with Gary just for the fact that I just don't want this guy to win. But I feel that just kind of working on my bias, and I'm trying to work against that, so I'm picking Gary, but I would fucking love to see Jeff get a victory. So let's see what happens. There's nothing I would like more than to be wrong about this one. Co-main event. Rob Whittaker versus Paulo Costa. Costa is a weird case, isn't he? Guy, it's very unpredictable what happens with Costa, because at one point you look at the guy, I mean, and it's one of my favorite Adesanya wins, because I remember night fucking weigh-in video at the MacLife, and I already mentioned this, but it's just such a clear fucking memory. Guy comes in, everybody in the comment section, Costa's gonna kill Izzy, this guy's a problem, he's gonna KO him, he's gonna bring what to the Romero should have done, he won't run against Easy. Fucking destroys this guy. Breaks him for life. But Costa, you cannot say that the guy didn't look impressive in his initial run. But then Adesanya completely destroys him. He goes to lose, although what a great fight it was. Goes on to lose against Vettori. And, you know, has a lot of problem with weight and meets with Luke Rockhold, of all people, coming after a long layoff and fucking going with the war with the guy. It's not a good look. You know what I mean? Does Costa have skills? I think he still has skills. But with all the shenanigans, all the weight problems, basically guy becoming a meme social media star, I don't know how much his head is into this, and I think Rob Whittaker is still top of the top. So it would be interesting to see Costa win just for the memes, you know, because he's such a funny guy, but we're going with Whittaker here. So long. And of course, the main event. I'm very stoked for this fight, and I think this fight is going to be war. You know what I mean? I think this fight is going to be an actual war. I think both guys are going to bring it. I don't think we're going to see actually a domination from either of them, because that's kind of a story from two sides, you know, because a lot of people, either Volkanovski fans, Topuria fans, when they pick on this fight, I've noticed that people are usually talking about domination. You know what I mean? And you know what? There's some balls on Ilya Topuria. But I like these kind of guys, you know. You cannot but appreciate the level of confidence and putting those chips on the table. You know what I mean? Because for a guy to come in knowing you're going against one of the greatest, second greatest featherweight of all time, maybe even the greatest, maybe one of the greatest fighters of all time, you know, tearing up, looking phenomenal, you know, at the featherweight, going against that and, you know, talking fucking man shit, putting those chips on the table, banking that if you fucking knock this guy out, you are gonna cash it even more. That if you come out, you're not just gonna fucking, you know, if you prove that dog, that additional chip on your shoulder, because you're making a gamble. If he loses, the world's gonna come down on him, and rightfully so, because you've been talking a lot of shit against one of the most light fighters on the roster. If you can't back that shit up, people are gonna chew you out. But if you back it up, man, if you back it up, there's gonna be the payoffs like you never fucking see. Will he do it? That's the question. And like I said, a lot of people are predicting either from this side or the other side domination. But I think we're going to see war. Honestly, I think we're going to see pretty competitive fight. Even if I think if we see finish, I think it's Topuria finishing Volk. I don't think Volk has the finishing ability for Topuria. But I don't think we're either going to see like brutal schooling from Volk for 5 rounds, or even a domination in a sense from Topuria, where he just fucking connects the combos and KOs it. You know, I think we're gonna see fire for both sides. Who wins though? If you have asked me like 2-3 weeks ago, I would lean Topuria by knockout. And that's because I like that chip that the guy putting his on his shoulder, you know. And because if he wins, we get the event in the Madrid, and I can go and attend the UFC. And I don't have to fly to the States, although I plan to this year as well. The Madison Square Garden, who knows. I would like to see Topuria get the victory, you know. I like the guy. I think he's a tremendous competitor. I think he would be a great champion, entertaining champion. That being said, Alexander Volkanovski is still Alexander Volkanovski. The question, though, and Topuria pointed this out, which is why I like his chances. I mean, the guy understands something. He noted about Volk's talk after Islam fight, and he mentioned multiple times that Islam, and I think that's gonna have a huge, huge impact, because if this fight was happening in April, I would be like, you know, that's a lot of time. Volk recovered from that. I don't know if he recovered this fast. Maybe he is. Maybe he looks better than ever again. But you have to take a little bit, at least take it into consideration. You cannot tell me that that doesn't linger in someone's head. And he was talking that he was drinking, depressed. Topuria noticed that somebody's giving a signs. Are those losing signs? I don't know. I don't know if I think it's a weird game. You know, sometimes it can look like one thing and prove to be other thing. A lot of people were saying that Easy showed up, signs of a loser for the rematch against Pereira, then he comes, knocks him out, you know. I wasn't one of those people. I predicted Easy to KO, by the way. But I don't know. It's interesting.
I think it's going to be war. I think it's going to be a very fun fight. I think it's going to be competitive for however long it lasts. But I am leaning to Poirier for the knockout just because that Volk, what happened with Volk with this slump. If you are talking about this fight, he beats Yair Rodriguez and he fights now to Poirier, and there wasn't Islam rematch in the between. I'm going to pick Alexander Volkanovski. This time, I'm going to lean Ilya Topuria by KO. And we'll see if I look stupid on this Saturday after that prediction. Volks calls him. Schools him for 5 rounds. But I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's still going to be competitive, even if Volk wins. But it's going to be a fun fight. And again, I can predict Topuria and be wrong, but Topuria cannot be wrong about himself because the world will come down on him. That's why when you put that additional bet on yourself, the fights become so much more interesting. This way, this fight is also much more interesting.
Good luck to both of those gentlemen. I expect war. Topuria by KO, maybe second round. See you.
You are locked and loaded to make your bets, and stay tuned for more.